to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out,
John. Rick Barnes, Tennessee head coach, has spoken. The SEC had a teleconference today. LSU's interim head coach, Tony Benford, he was like, we'll find out maybe a little bit more tomorrow about Javonte Smart, Naz Reid, and the latest on Will Wade. He is yet, per Jacques Doucet, WAFB, last hour, to meet with the anybody that's a superior to him. The door's still open, according to Jacques. They'd love to meet with him, find out what happened. As I said, to me, that's the oddest thing of all of this. Why wouldn't you not want to? Now, again, I've had people text me and say, hey, look, maybe his attorney saying, don't say nothing. The more you say can only implicate the school, can implicate yourself more. But here's my thing. It's a closed-door meeting. No one's going to know anything unless they leak it, right? I've also been told, well, could you be doing that, though? And then they're trying to find cause. Remember, in order to dismiss somebody and break the contract, you don't have to pay them. You have to be fired with Jordan the intern. Cause.
Cause.
Cause. So if you walk in, you're like, yep, paying everybody. There's my cause. There's your contract. So I understand that from that standpoint. It is strange, though. As Jacques, you heard Jacques even use the same analogy I used to start the show. He said if he said something and his bosses it doesn't look good if you don't want to talk to them. Again, at the very least, I would have gone in there just to make sure, hey, look, let's all be on the same page. Look, you've brought them winning. You've brought them some good notoriety and some bad notoriety. But my point is, we see universities stand behind coaches with far worse. Now, look, as I talked about in hour number one, too, I'm interested to hear from the LSU fans because I've seen a lot on social media over the last couple of days about anger, right? I saw the game and I heard the boos and the fire Oliva. Why are you mad at Joe Oliva? Is it that you feel like they didn't ride with Coach Reid? Ride or die at this point, right? You're so far deep in, keep it going. They sat Javonte Smart on Saturday, and they suspended Will Wade on Friday. Should you be mad at Joe Oliva more than Will Wade? I've asked this of LSU fans too last hour too, and seeing it on social media. Is the defense of, well, everyone's doing it, is that really a defense? You know what I'm getting at? I get others are doing it, but this is specifically to you. Now, Friday also you saw what, TCU? Had an assistant. Creighton had an assistant as well. It's going to be a lot of other names and stuff and everything that's coming out in April. I jokingly remember saying on Friday morning, I was like, you know, if I will weigh, what I need is other names to come out now. Because right now, it looks like the case in April is about Will Wade, and it's not. It's about a handler. It's about a runner that happened to make a phone call with Will Wade, who was on a FBI wiretap. Look, and I get it. I understand there's a lot of people who say, well, there's no proof. There's no proof. Rick Barnes, on the LSU situation in the teleconference earlier this morning, said, I don't know enough about it, but I would like to think that whatever's going to happen, the right thing will be done. What I mean by that is, the number one thing in the spirit of competition is everybody plays on a level field. We know this isn't the first situation that has come up in college basketball that's gone on. If you've been in this business as long as I have, you're not too naive about any of it. You're not. You like to think for the best. You're always thinking about the student athlete. One thing I will tell you, not everybody does the things that are out there sometimes. That being said, there are a lot of guys in this business that have done things the right way for a long time. I'm not saying they're perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I hate it for our game. I really do. I think this game has been great to so many people and what it does for so many. I just hate to see a cloud over college basketball. Hopefully going forward, and the only way it's going to get resolved, if someone is found guilty, they have to pay the price, plain and simple. I believe you're innocent until proven guilty, but if you're proven guilty, there is a price to pay and you have to pay it. Here's my thing, and again, I said this last hour, and we have a little more time this hour to do it as well. We have John Hendricks coming up next hour to continue to get you more and more NFL info, as today legal tampering has begun. In other words, you can talk to players, can't sign them officially to Wednesday. So you're going to hear a lot of agreeing to deals out there right now. Other than that, the hour is open. So I do want to hear from everybody. Because in speaking to some people that are very, I would say, in similar positions to Joe Oliva or Will Wade or other, just all kinds of different coaches and players that have played together, whatever. The one thing that I've gotten the most of is you can't be that dumb to have that conversation, right? In other words, other people have those discussions and conversations for you. I saw someone on social media say, well, I can't wait to Coach K or Calipari's on their phone on wiretap. They're not having that conversation on their office phone.
He pays someone to pay someone else to pay someone else.
That's exactly right.
To go have that conversation.
I'm sending Jordan the intern, Joey, right now for coffee down the street.
And then I'm sending another intern
for
coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Who then makes the deal at the coffee shop. I mean, it's not me. So, exactly, right. The other thing I was told is, yes, to the LSU fan that goes, everybody does it. I hear you. It's not a defense, though, right? Like, if I walk into my wife, I'm like, yeah, babe, I cheated on you. Well, everyone's doing it. That's not going to fly, okay? I'm sleeping over Jordan the intern's bedroom, if that happens. I mean, that's...
No, you're not.
I'm out. Oh, now you're turning... You're going to Joe Oliva me?
I'm a LeBron James.
You wouldn't let me in, huh? That's terrible. All right, so Joey, basically I'm out on the street if I use the defense of, well, other people have cheated, why not me? That doesn't work that way.
I might feed you a couple pieces of bread.
Thank you. Thanks for throwing me a loaf of bread. It's really nice of you. My moment of need. Anyway, so how do I explain this? Let's go with the everybody's doing it. This is how you do business to get the top athletes. And again, I hear the conversation of last week and over the weekend. It wouldn't happen if you pay the athletes. Really? Really? You think the top blue chip players are going to settle for $2,000? $5,000? Think Zion's just for free? I hear you. Look, I can't prove it. You can't, I get, look, part of the same trial, as LSU fans have tweeted to Dickie V, there's records that say the person that was handling Zion turned down money at one school and then wound up going to Duke.
Well, no. It was the group effort with RJ Barrett and Zion and what was it? The point guard.
They
had a group message and they said, wouldn't it be great to go to Duke and win a national championship?
Exactly right, yeah. Just because it's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a brotherhood over here.
It's a brotherhood. That's right. Look, here's the thing. I get all of that. If you're going to play that game, right, you have to understand the rules that game is played by. What I mean by that is this. I had an interesting conversation over the weekend. Sure, absolutely happens. And it happens everywhere to a certain extent. Maybe not a lot. To a certain extent. It could be anything. It could be a TV, it could be an Xbox, it could be cash, it could be a job, it could be a new car for mom and dad. I get that. So when you play that game, understand it's sort of like, I wouldn't even say the drug dealer game or something like that, right? So for the most part, everybody kind of knows who's in that game. When there's problems and there's shootouts or or someone will dime on you is when you try to change said rules of the game. Maybe the going rate for certain players stay within a certain amount. And LSU's Will Wade went above it. Tried to outcash some of the other folks. That maybe might have rubbed people the wrong way. Next thing you know, phone call, you know, hey, well, you know, I heard it. Look,
Coach K's coach.
Trust me when I tell you, for years, I've heard from coaches, let's switch sports, football. I promise you, head coaches know which schools are operating in the gray area at best. like five head coaches ago at a certain place told me, oh, that school? Yeah. They're absolutely paying play. Oh, by the way, that school about a year or so ago got popped in the SEC. I heard years before that happened. Cause it makes, I mean, right? I mean, go from losing, all of a sudden you get the top player at those positions. I get that. But again, people knew that for a while. It's when they went a little overboard. Now, is that the case? That's what was expressed to me by one individual. Could this be that case? You got a guy that, who's this Will Wade dude walking in? And you're getting players that maybe other universities wanted, the blue bloods. Maybe rub some people the wrong way.
Ben Simmons?
I'm just, again,
and then you number get that, number one pick in the NBA draft.
Well, here's
draft.
The thing. If you're an LSU fan, are you surprised? Shaq came out during the Ben Simmons thing and said, I got paid. Shaq said it. Ben Simmons came out, what was it, GQ Esquire report? Remember he had his red shirt season in the NBA? He's like, I got paid. Are you really surprised? Those two big names just said, I got paid. Again, it's being caught, allegedly. Now, again, here's my old thing when people say, well, you have no proof. Maybe I watch too much, Law and Order, NCIS. Or have enough friends that are attorneys. My wife works for a law firm. It's like, trust me, last week, or 2 weeks ago, when Robert Kraft, right?
Yeah.
That news popped out. The ESPN legal analyst. Do you remember the ESPN legal analyst that came out? And he was talking about what if he's a defense attorney for ESPN. They hired him to talk about what's up. And he said, what would they do, or what would he do if he had the Kraft situation? And he said that the first thing you got to do is you got to try to throw away, you got to get that video evidence thrown out, inadmissible. How did you collect it? Did you go about the proper channels? Is each I cross? Is the T cross, right? I mean, that's the first thing you're trying to do. So they're trying to get rid of the wiretap. I mean, my point is this. If it's being leaked and they're going to use it in the case on April, the process of showing the defense what proof you have has already happened, right? It's admissible. They're using it. So it exists. So I understand the anger and the frustration, but when LSU fans go, well, there's no proof. Well, now you're playing semantics. Like, what does offer mean? Because he's on an FBI wiretap. For an FBI wiretap to exist, you have to go through procedures and steps to tap the phone. And if it's being leaked that they're going to use that in April, then it's admissible. They're using it in the case. It's happening. They're going to present it at trial. They have the recording. That's proof that he's on the tape. Now, if you want to argue with me, was it proof that they paid a player? Was it proof that he negotiated that? And look, like I said, it doesn't just stop or end there at that point. I was told about an instance over the weekend that on a signing day at a school, a handler made a phone call to the coach, says, yeah, I want a certain amount of money. And they were like, yep, not happening. And when they asked me why you don't sign with me, I'm going to tell them. Miraculously, that person then went away. Signing happened. They're there. But it happens everywhere. It happens all the time, people trying to make money off of kids. AAU, I've said this for years. And speaking to people over the weekend, got it confirmed even more, it still happens. I say this all the time. People that deal with the AAUs or whatever, this is how this whole case started. The FBI went after handlers because shoe companies were paying them 40, 50, 60, 70,000. Right? And they use that money to bring in the athletes, parents, when they travel for their 4, 5, 6 week season, which is just scrimmage games, but the coaches go there and check it out. It's the Jordan Kleber camp, right? Well, that apparel company has backpacks, shoes, like literally U-Hauls full of gear. So when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, you are used, and your parents and family are used to being taken care of. Now, you might be staying at certain hotels, may not be, the 5-star, because yeah, whatever that handler gets from the shoe company, it's a flat amount. And it's up to him to put up, you know, Jordan's parents, because Jordan, you wanted to be the tight end at LSU, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have these 7-on-7 camps, right? So I'm going to put up your parents and you at somewhere, right? And here's some money. Go hang out at Applebee's, you know, and all that. Whatever's left over, I keep. I can supplement my income that way. All of the, it goes on and on. I can go on and on. So I hear you. It works that way. And that's why I just, when all this came out, I just have a sneaky feeling. I think the game was supposed to be run a certain way and some parameters were possibly changed and it rubbed some people the wrong way. Cause LSU fans, you're right. Everyone does it to some certain extent. And it doesn't have to be cash or a job. It could be, hey, you know what? We'll take care of you here. We'll give you a limo ride to the game from your house for your parents. I've heard a lot of different things that happen to make you to sign at a place. And yes, it goes on. It's, at the end of the day, as we all know, if you're caught or not, right? We all go to speed limit.
I do.
Oh, you know what? You're.
I do.
Uh huh.
It's the law.
Says the individual who knows how to break into cars.
It's called YouTube, Gus.
Yeah. Why would you type that into the search column?
It pops up on your recommendations.
Oh, is that really?
Every so often.
Why? No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, I have never been recommended on how to break into a car.
Well, you might have been recommended how to break into a submarine, but you know, I don't know.
A submarine?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that happens all the time.
Exactly. It's just
so
random.
Now you want me to steal a nuclear submarine.
It's random.
No generator. One knows that. No one's ever typed in how to hijack a nuclear sub. Jordan the intern. John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, is up next. There's a lot of moves that are going on. We'll go through them all here, including the Saints. They got somebody. It's not anybody big per se, but it's an important figure that happened over the weekend.
Thanks for the confidence.
Stop it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Truck, over 230 used cars in stock
at below market prices.
Go to GregLeBlancToyota.com and shop now. All used cars are fully inspected and come with a free Carfax and low prices. Shop now online or in person at the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore for New Year's deals you won't want to miss. Hurry in to Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore and save big for bigger savings and better deals. You gotta go to the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore in Houma on Hollywood Road, where you're the star.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Jordan the intern, still nervous. No big signings other than Chris Banjo. 3 years, $9 million to come back to the Saints from over the weekend. John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, joins us to talk a little bit about what's going on. A busy day in the first hour and a half here, almost 2 hours now, John. of legal tampering in NFL free agency. How you doing today, bud?
I'm good, man. I'm just watching all this craziness unfold. And I'm laughing at legal.
you're laughing at who?
Come on, man. At legal tampering. Come on, man. It's been going on for forever, right?
Exactly. Right, let's go quickly, I guess, through some of the headlines of it, and we'll get to the Saints here as well, because I'm asking you to help me calm the intern down here. He's upset that we're now at 1:22 in the afternoon. This started 11 o'clock. No big splashy names have taken place yet. No big anything.
My palms are sweaty.
Palms are sweating for Jordan the intern here. You know, I asked him, I said, look, how close are the Saints to the Super Bowl? He goes, a call away. I'm like, well, call away. Only about two or three really big players that you may not have come back. And Okafor and Mark Ingram, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, is it really going to, you know, I mean, you're still a playoff team. So help me calm him down in a sec. Let's go with some of the big names, though. First, the Antonio Brown move to the Raiders. Are you surprised more that they are going to eat $21 million or that he somehow managed to get $30 million from the Raiders when he still had 2 years on his contract left?
I think it's the get more money type thing. I mean, I know he wanted to get paid and stuff, but my goodness, you know, I guess my biggest concern there is, I mean, it's Derek Carr's quarterback, a guy that I don't think they exactly had the confidence in last year with John Gruden and such. But, you know, that offensive line, Tom Cable is putting out there, is I'm really concerned that they're not going to get enough time to Carr to get what needs to happen there. And you know, going back to what you'd ask about the cap implications, I think that the money that they recoup from the Le'Veon Bell situation, if I'm not mistaken, it kind of compensated for all that dead money, but
right,
still take on that big of a chunk. Whew, that's pretty crazy to me. That's almost Junior Gillette territory, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you for sure. Tyrann Mathieu, offer 9.5 plus. Wants to still test the market. I think we all agree he probably wants to at least hear what maybe the Saints have to say.
I mean, yeah, I think it's worth it. I mean, look, when you think about what kind of deal they did for Kurt Coleman this year and in the safety market, how open it is now. I mean, my goodness, there's so many safety players that are open right now that you could probably pick somebody up for a dime, because I think a lot of those players you know, at least a third of them might not be on getting a call first round of free agency. It might be fill-ins when injuries happen. But, you know, look, if I'm the Saints, do some due diligence. You know, you bring back Banjo. Know he's key on special teams. Maybe you roll him in more. But, you know, I think one of the things that we put an emphasis on the Saints having a big three at safety is, you know, I think a lot of people forget about Patrick Robinson, his ability to cover slot and a guy that should be coming off an injury. So I don't know if they would make a play for Mathieu, but hey, it's something to keep an eye out on.
Danny Amendola signs with the Lions 1 year, what, 4.5 to 5.95 in that range. It's not a bad deal, I think, for the Lions at that price.
Yeah, no, I think it was good. And, you know, I think I saw a tweet earlier, the Detroit Patriots. That's what we're calling it now. So, look, I think it'll help them out tremendously. You know, I obviously saw, you know, people are, the buzzword is trying to get the slot receivers and such, obviously, for Saints. So, Humphreys was wanting $9 to $12 million, I think, a year or something along that line. So, I think, you know, the strategy here for the Saints and just watching all these deals fly, it's not about getting the high names or the high priced names or the high commodities. You know, they've been doing great, doing the bargain bin shopping, and I think it's paid off for them to kind of, you know, be somewhat aggressive, but also make sure that they're not just going reach and try to find and throw the kitchen sink at everybody that comes open.
One of the things, John, too, that a bit surprising considering an ACL injury, how shocked were you at the news that the 49ers are agreeing to pay Kwon Alexander $54 million, 4 years, 27 in rolling guarantees?
Well, I tell you, I felt immediately to one of my friends and said, whoo, I feel so much better about that DeMario Davis deal. Not that he didn't get paid, compensated, you know, fairly, but
right,
3 years for $24 million for him. And then Kwon, who's a great player, but coming off an ACL injury, that is a lot of money, a lot of cash to really throw at somebody like him. And I, you know, look, I think he'll bounce back. I think he's going to do well. But at the same time, that would probably not have been an avenue I would have went to throw that much money. But maybe that John Lynch sees something, he liked something and wanted something from him that they felt like, you know, look, let's lock him up, let's make it happen, and let's keep him.
maybe it's just me, but I'm really concerned now the Bucks go and draft Devin White right there.
Yep.
It would make perfect sense because, look, Jameis Winston famously, right, when he first got there and Kwan got there, called him the quarterback of the defense. I mean, he did a lot for that defense as well. And, I mean, it seems like a glaring, obvious need there now with Kwan gone.
Yeah, look, that's definitely going to be a glaring need. You know, look, this is a Bucs season. I mean, I think Deshaun Jackson's also on the way out. But, you know, look, it's an interesting thing with the Bruce Arians era starting over in Tampa. And I know that they want to find their identity quickly. And, you know, look, losing a player like Kwan Alexander suddenly makes some you know, concerns around there for their ability. And obviously, you're going to have to stop Drew Brees and Matt Ryan and company and all these other guys, Cam Newton and such. So, Alexander was a guy that could do that for you, but yeah, suddenly now I think if they lock up another LSU linebacker, you know, I think a lot of fans are going to probably puke.
All right, let's get on over to your New Orleans Saints. When you take a look at, obviously, I guess, you know, it's Alex Okafor, it's Mark Ingram, the two names that really stand out to me that could be interesting in terms of trying to either re-sign or keep back. Let's start with Mark. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, and Hour 1 said, hey, look, there's a couple of teams interested in Mark Ingram that could be some playoff teams as well. Ravens, Bears, Packers, Lions could be there as well. What do you think the Saints offer, let me ask you this, should be for Mark Ingram?
I think there's a fair market there for him. And, you know, look, I think, obviously, the situations that you talked about, he's still looking at, you know, splitting backfields. I don't think he might be more of the featured back, but he's still going to be splitting a backfield with whoever, you know, whatever team that looks that way. But, look, I feel that if you can get him around that, you know, $4 to $6 million range yearly, I think he should be happy. You know, you just don't want him to go to a situation where it's just going to be bad for him and he's going to take down and just not be happy. But, you know, I think Bears are his team to watch there because obviously the Ryan Pace connection and he knows. But they still have Jordan Howard on the roster. So, you know, mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting that, you know, they would be in the hunt and they want to trade Howard. But, look, I think 4 to 6 is probably average. I think they can make him happy by just giving him some, you know, bonus incentives and maybe a larger signing bonus that they can push to the back end just to kind of keep him with the team and keep everything intact.
You know, I think as well with Alex Okafor, it's about money here as well, right? Sean says, hey, look, pass rushers get paid in the open market. I look at it like this if I'm the Saints. If you want to come back at the right price, and that's probably minimal, I did go up and draft using my first-round pick this year, last year, to go get Marcus Davenport. I just don't see them getting in a pricing bidding for Alex Okafor.
No, and, you know, that's the thing is, and I think it was, who was it? I think Triplett, Mike Triplett, he pointed out earlier, talking about, you know, look, have him keep an eye on Cameron Wake, a veteran guy, and that would be something that wouldn't shock me that they pick up a veteran to add to the rotation because you've got Hendrickson already, you've got Davenport, hopefully he's all signs pointing that he's ready to go. So, look, I think there's, you know, if you lose Okafor, that's a big loss. Obviously, it wasn't just his defensive play. His special teams work was huge, especially working alongside it with Taysom Hill. You know, I just remember him talking at length about that, you know, his role with Westhoff and such. So, look, it would suck to see him go, but obviously I think that there's a market out there for getting somebody that can stack up and who would have been in a situation like Okafor who was coming off an injury and needs to make a name for himself and want to get paid. So I would say that, you know, look, if they lose him, it'll be fine because I feel like they can find somebody that'll compensate and fill in for that role.
Speaking with John Hendricks, John J. Hendricks, the way to follow him on Twitter, about 2-3 quick more questions going with the Saints. As again, free agency, it's underway, essentially, as teams can talk and agree to certain deals here as well. So let's address Jordan here because he's nervous. The Palms have been sweating. He wants moves made. Somebody tweeted at the Saints, are you planning on making any moves? They responded with yes. This is the approach, though, right, John? I mean, this is what they do. And you don't have a lot of money. So let's start with that. How much money? Because I've seen two different figures, 9 to $3 million. So where exactly do you think the Saints are cap-wise?
Well, I think outside, you know, if you look at the NFLPA, they were like $10 million under, but I think it was Albert Breer who put it out and said it's about north of $3 million. And, you know, the thing is you can't get too wrapped up in some of that because the Saints have always found a way to make it work. And I think that they'll keep going with that. You know, if they need to pick up some cash, you know, I think Andres Pete's deal is the biggest thing that's glaring for him. You know, he's on that fifth-year option, so that's paying him a good bit of money. So, look, I don't doubt their ability to shift money and shift around money on the cap. They always try to turn, you know, roster bonuses into signing bonuses and pay it that way or restructure some deals. So, look, it's Mickey Loomis' time to shine. It's what he does, him and the work in the front office. And, you know, they'll make it work, whatever player that they would attract. They'll find a way to make it the financials.
Good, Jordan. I ask John anything. We have him on. Let's see. How can he calm you down?
I don't think there's any way to calm me down. I mean, I just see other teams that weren't in the playoffs this past season making championship-type moves.
Championship-type moves. He's a little nervous. There's a report out there the 49ers aren't done. They could be trying to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. That's an NFC South. That's an NFC team in the West, of course. Eagles making some moves. So, to Jordan's point, if a Saints fan is watching Twitter and seeing all this and other teams are doing that, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, look, I think back to the Rams last year. They were the off-season paper champions, right? And, you know, the Saints, with whatever moves that they made, they were able to make the championship. Should have been in the Super Bowl. Let's not call it let's call it for what it is, actually. But, you know, look, I don't think that just because you win March means you're going to win anything else. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. But, you know, it's all about getting the right talent, the right symbols, you know, camaraderie and chemistry with it. And we've seen it for the past couple of seasons. It's not the sexiest signings for the Saints, but they make the right signings. So that's what I would tell anybody.
Well, does that help you at all?
It does help me. It's a lot better.
How's that any different than what I've been telling
you? I don't know, because during the break, you're like, the Saints are done.
No, it's over. All right, so here's the thing, John, when you take a look at it, like, I would say, where do you stand on the number two receiver, right? I almost like, hey, look, I think if I have a little amount of money and not a lot, that's probably not where I'm going with the little amount of money I need. I'm probably going towards the tackle. Is there any way, you know, I'm trying to think of some names and looking at the top free agent list and stuff. Do you think that the Saints have a reasonable way to maybe get somebody on that D-line to pass rush and help? Because I don't know about Rankins, and I don't know if Anyamata's going to have to serve a short suspension or not. That's a need to me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100% because, you know, Davidson's a free agent, and that basically leaves you with Taylor Stallworth. And, you know, look, I think he's made leaps and bounds, and obviously he earned a way to the roster. But, you know, and I threw this out earlier, but you could bring Jay Bromley back. He filled in a little bit last year. You know, he would be somebody that could compete, and you brought Tyron Walker back at the end of the year when Rankin got hurt to fill in, but he didn't play. So I think they have some guys on their list that they could just call and kind of manage through it. They're not saying that that would be their perfect long-term situation, but at the same time, I think it's absolutely somewhere you've got to address. At least make sure that you – if they re-sign Davidson, I'll feel a lot better. You know, because they can compensate and make up for the Rankins loss early in the season. But, you know, I know wide receiver is kind of what people talk about, a slot wide receiver. I mean, nobody seems to mention Dez Bryant, particularly coming back. I think that's something to keep an eye on. So, I mean, look, I think there's plenty of things that can happen between now and 2 days that, you know, we'll feel better about their situation going into this.
Oh, one name that somebody texted me on, what about Ndamukong Suh? You think the Saints try to maybe bring him?
I mean, I guess you could take a look. There's interest, but at the same time, you know, I just sometimes what scares me about him is he disappears in some of the games. You know what I mean? He'll show up and he'll play, but sometimes he'll do a disappearing act. I don't know if that's the answer for him. Just because I think that, you know, you look at their defensive line last year, you know, Rankins wasn't necessarily a household name. Neither was Anyamata, neither was Davidson, and neither was Stallworth. So I think that they can get the job done and be very effective without having to go for that big name.
Obviously, with free agency, a lot of times you try to clear up some space. Do you think a move would happen or releasing or a trade of some sort to maybe free up some cash?
Yeah, I think, you know, it just depends on where you look at. I mean, I think Andres Pete is the prime candidate right now.
I was
staring at his fifth-year option. Again, it's almost $10 million. If you move that, then suddenly it opens up. Then that gives you a chance to maybe get Will Klatt some more looks. You can also look at Cameron Tom if you don't want to put him at center. You know, I think there's some depth there that you can potentially work and run it to make it work. But, you know, I that would be the first move I'd look at.
Yeah, I agree with you. John, thanks for your time this afternoon, man.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
John J. Hendricks. Canal Street Chronicles. Forbes Sports. Did that help you at all?
I guess so.
You guess so. What will make you feel better?
A Tyrann Mathieu signing.
A Tyrann Mathieu signing. Would you like that?
And a Cole Beasley.
And a Cole Beasley signing?
Yeah, but drop that $20 million that you're asking for.
He's asking for $20 million, huh?
Well, from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well. So what makes you think the Saints can afford him?
I don't know. Maybe
I'm surprised. Saints fans, call me up. I just so many people keep saying that second receiver. If you had money, I hear you. When you hear just north of $3 million, that is not a lot of money. I know Mickey has done great with numbers, but my point is, I need to find him. He needs to do his magic on other parts of the field.
Start handing out, give out loans, take some loans.
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
Will Wade did it.
You know what? Stop it.
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
He didn't take out a loan. Somebody gave him the money.
Yeah.
He didn't take out a loan.
Well, I mean, if it's...
Can't go to the bank. Can I borrow a couple of hundred
corruption.
Dollars?
I mean...
Stop it.
Allegedly.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. If you'd like to give us a call, at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Jordan J. says, take it down a level. The only people that sign on day one are the overpaid. Remember, we signed on day one last year, Kirk Coleman. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Jay Hardgrave.
Who would have thought? Jay Hardgrave.
Right? 800-998-1003. Again, it goes to the lack of money you have. Just be patient. It'll be fine. Maybe this will make you feel better. It's always fun to talk about LeBron.
Ooh, okay.
When things aren't going well.
There we go.
That's what I mean. When things aren't going well, that's when it's fun to right? Does that, see, look, that put a smile on your face,
I actually
right?
Did have a smile.
It did. Like Jeff Van Gundy saying this.
they have to rebuild this roster, right? And to me, it could be a trade with, you know, for an Anthony Davis, or I think they need to explore trading LeBron for getting as much as they can.
What are you doing? Seriously. No, seriously, what are you doing?
No, you got to get on the right timeline. If I could, I'm going to say, if I could trade in for the Clippers into cap space, which would give me a better chance to get Durant or Kawhi Leonard, would I not do that?
Okay, LeBron James is not getting traded. Okay.
You got to put everything on the
table. No, you can't.
All I hear from the players now is it's business. Everything is business. Well, if it's business, then I have to do what's best for my business. I'm not saying you definitely trade him. I'm saying everything's on the table to get this team better.
That's right. Everything. That's right, baby. Now it's time to trade LeBron.
Man, would you have ever heard?
It's unbelievable.
Michael Jordan is on the table.
No, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Over the weekend, Brandon Ingram. Shoulder soreness. Got to shut him down.
No, it was a blood clot.
Was it a blood clot?
It was a blood clot. It's like something that Chris Bosh has. So, like, his career could come to an end.
Brandon Ingram?
Yeah.
I thought it was shoulder soreness.
No, I'm pretty
sure. Pull it up.
I'm pretty sure it's a.
Yeah, pull it up. Lonzo Ball, though, has an ankle that won't heal. Shut him down. Remember, LeBron's already on minute restrictions. Remember that?
Oh, shoulder injury caused by blood clot. Mm. I mean, Chris Bosh was like a heart clot, but...
Yeah, that was a heart issue.
Yeah, but this it could lead something to your heart.
All right.
It's all connected.
Okay. Trey Wingo wants to chime in on how everything's on the table for the Lakers. This is hilarious.
All he's saying... is what we say every year in almost any other sport. We got to look at everything on the table, right? And if the whole idea, it's not going to happen, so let's just understand, they're not going to do it, but if you're the Lakers and you've seen that you, to this point, this offseason or at the trade deadline, you couldn't get anyone to come play with him, and then you think that this team is going to be completely rebuilt next year around a guy who's going to be 35 in December, coming off a year where he missed 18 games. I get it. He played all 82 the year before. You have to think of everything, don't you?
That's right. Trade him.
So we could have got...
Mind you, all this started in trying to get AD to forcibly trade him to the Lakers so he can win champion. Now it's trade LeBron. Trade everybody.
Ooh.
The core that they have is terrible.
You got to see my Screamin' A.
Now, let's see what Screamin' A has to say.
The Los Angeles Clippers have a billionaire owner worth $22 billion. They've got a guy in Lawrence Frank known for working hard. Doc Rivers has done an exceptional job of coaching this year. And, oh, by the way, they're going to have enough cap space for two max players, not just one. And in the meantime, they're about 8 games over .500, battling for a 7th seed, could potentially climb to a 6th seed in the Western Conference picture. This is not a good situation for the Los Angeles Lakers. When we talk about the Yankees and the Mets in New York, I can't believe I'm about to say this. If the Lakers don't get somebody, the Clippers will be the Yankees of L.A. and the Lakers would be the Mets.
Wow. There it is. Abandoned ship. It is abandoned ship. The rats on the Titanic stayed longer. I mean, do y'all hear this? This is why I play this. I mean, it's unbelievable. Not a month and a half ago, right? When was the trade deadline?
If that. Yeah, a month and a half.
Right. Right. So like late January was when AD said, it's my time. Right. Remember, it's his time. Gave all he could.
Everything.
Left everything on the court for the city, state, everything. You, my kid, everything. Left it all. It's got no more.
He made my
winning.
He made my life better by playing.
Yeah. He wants to go to the organization that now everybody that covers this organization is now saying, trade LeBron, and they're the Mets. In 1 month's time. It's incredible. You know what? There's a reason, Jordan, why people and fans just don't trust the media anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're just same people. I got the bites. They're all saved. They're all saved on my laptop. The same people.
The Pelicans are out of their minds for not taking this trade. They'll get no better.
Right? Same one.
Well, LeBron James and the Lakers will be the second seed. Easy.
Based on what? They have no shooting.
Oh, those same guys. They're good.
Now all of a sudden is,
shut him down. Got to save him so he can make a championship run next year. But other max players.
Right? With LeBron. Although, remember, when it was the Pels, should sit down AD.
It's a disgrace to the game. We need the commissioner that's living and breathing.
Kornheiser. It's unbelievable. Now it's abandoned ship. Trade LeBron. Trade everybody. It's good luck with that, AD. I'm just saying. You think he's probably maybe for a second seeing, maybe the grass isn't as green everywhere. Where's he gonna go? Like, Boston has issues. The Lakers have issues. It's unbelievable.
The Knicks with their owner has issues.
Oh, I'm addressing that next when we come back. So Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Homa Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Homa Credit have up to 30 years experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, yeah, this happened over the weekend. One of AD's destinations. Oh, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you want to chime in on this, I'd love to get your opinion on this. At a Knicks game, owner James Dolan, he's exiting. Team's already lost. He's trying to beat the traffic home. Going through the tunnel. This happens.
Sell the team!
Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching him on TV. All right.
Him, why? Bring him, yeah, him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold it in for Kevin.
That was security following on the request of owner James Dolan to then kick out said Knicks fan and his buddies.
He was held before he got kicked out.
Yes, a Knicks fan simply, you heard it. I didn't bleep it. I didn't cut it. He said, sell the team. To an owner that, since he's owned the team,
no curse words,
has made an absolute joke of the Knicks. Okay? They haven't won anything. I think the worst thing that bothered me the most was the smug smile in which he gets close to the fan and goes, just the smirk that he has.
You think I should sell the team?
Yeah, I think so. Now that's rude. That's rude. And guess what? Enjoy watching him on TV, he says. And then he gets them detained and thrown out.
See,
hey, to Kornheiser that wants Adam Silver to step in and be a living, breathing commissioner. You want to find somebody? Find that guy.
I mean, what the fan did was disrespectful.
You think that's disrespectful?
No, I think what the fan did was like, you shouldn't say that to somebody. Like,
why not? What's disrespectful to him who's paying his money, apparently a season ticket holder, and says, sell the team, please, so we can win? How's that any different than Pelicans fans that called the show during the Anthony Davis situation when it first came out of saying, this organization needs to run better? We've had people call, tweet, and even you say, there needs to be changes. How's that any disrespectful? They want change. They want people that know what they're doing and run it.
No, you're right.
He didn't curse. He didn't say something about his wife or family. He said, sell the team. If that guy thinks that's rude in New York, Knicks fans have said worse to players playing there, to their own players. It's the same guy, though, that threw out Charles Oakley and won't allow him to buy season tickets because he's been critical of Dolan. You want to do that to a former Knicks player or somebody? That's fine. The guy said sell the team. And you're going to detain me? For what? What did I do? It's incredible. I don't know. To me, that rubbed me the wrong way. It was a
power move by the owner.
It's a Bush League move by the owner. That's a guy who takes himself entirely way too seriously.
Meanwhile, he kicked out a fan that actually wanted to show his face at the game and paid money to go to the game.
That's incredible to me. Eric, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Yeah, I understand, AD wanted to leave because the team let him down. But, you know, since he's seen the team really perform and beat incredible teams, and now, as you just mentioned, these other teams are starting to have their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
And to shambles. It'd be interesting. I haven't heard him really do an interview as of late just to get his idea about his team right now, meaning the Pelicans, and his career, and his future.
Right. He's still, from what I gather, he talks after games, or I don't really know if anybody's really getting anything after him other than,
right,
you know, the minutes that he plays shortly, but I don't think anyone's asked him, you're having second thoughts, so you're thinking. Eric, here's the thing, like I said, a month ago, right, and we played the sound, I thought it was laughable at the I'm about winning in organizations that are stable when three or four of the teams that he put up there haven't ever won. I mean, the Knicks last won 2 years before I was born in 74. The Lakers, it's been a while. And again, you now have the same media that were praising the Lakers, that core, the Godfather trade, those young core. Now they want them to trade LeBron to get better. I mean, just think of that, how ridiculous that is.
Right. Yeah, I would just love to have somebody just to ask. I'm not coming down on him, but it'd be interesting just to see what his view of the situation right now. Because, again, the Pelicans have beaten some quality teams. So I think the talent has, as you mentioned, the talent's been there to beat some good teams.
Yeah.
Golden State is Golden State. They're a phenom, So, I mean, what can you do after a while? But, again, the team has failed him in a lot of different ways. Solomon Hill, you can go on down the list. But I would just love to see what his perception is now of the team and his future and where he thinks he should end up, I guess,
Right.
So.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate the phone call. You have to imagine at some point you're at least sitting there at home and going, oof. Fear the deer. Buck for life. I'm begging to go to Milwaukee right now. I mean, of all the wish list.
Nico.
Think of the wish list right now.
Nico got so
Where
lucky.
Would you want to go? But again, if it's about winning. It's about market size. It's not. He just wants to, Maybe him and 2 Chainz and LeBron can hang out with the next song. Is that why you're upset, Jordan? Are you just upset that you don't get to hang out with 2 Chainz and drink some wine like LeBron at 12 in the morning?
I mean, I'd be fine to hang out with, Pelicans players here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of upset that I don't get to hang out with 2 Chainz and Anthony Davis at the same time. But
is he called 2 Chainz because he wears just 2 Chainz?
No, I'm pretty sure he wears multiple. He wears more than 1 chain or 2 Chainz.
So, Shouldn't he be multi-chain?
There's a whole story to it. Read the story. His name before then isn't really the cleanest, so I can't.
I like it. All right. So I could like put on four chains and call me quad chain or something.
Stop.
No?
No.
Quad chain kind of has a nice ring to it, though. I'm just saying. No?
Quad? No.
No.
Here comes quad chain.
Quad chain.
Quad chain.
No, that's different. Quad. Don't change my name. Sports Hangover Hour number 3 is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.